Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Y-Pod, where we highlight everyday Wyoming leaders. Very excited today for you to learn about and hear about the Platte River Trail System. And we're joined by Angela Emery, the guru of all things trails in the Platte River area. And you'll get to hear a lot about the trails. Before we jump into that, though, Angela, we were talking about the fact that you've been involved with the trails for so long, so that does tie into your identity. But there actually was an Angela long before the Platte River Trails. So if you could, tell us a little bit about your background. Where did you come from and how did you get involved with the trails?
Sure. So I met my husband, who's a Casper guy, born and raised here in college. We moved around quite a bit. My husband was in the military, and then we lived in Washington, D.C., for a while, and then in 1990 said, we're ready to come back to Casper and raise family, be involved in a close-knit community. So 1990, now 30 years later, we've been here, and it's been a great ride. You know, my job's been a great thing. Loved raising my children here, and so that's how we got here.
And how did you actually get connected with the trails themselves? How did that occur?
Sure. So, you know, when we moved back, we expanded our family a bit, and I took a little time off from working, and then ready to go back and actually entered an ad that was in the newspaper and interviewed. Little did I know that this would just become, you know, my life's work and a real passion. So sometimes they say that your job finds you, and I feel really lucky that this job found me.
Well, having seen so many events that you've done over the years, and now I'm proud to be a board member for the trails as well, it's amazing to see you in operation. You're a great advocate and a great ambassador for the program. So thanks for everything you do on their behalf.
And well, it's really not me. It's really not me. And I guess I'd like to say just from the offset that the power of our community-led organization and what we've been able to accomplish is really related to the volunteers. You know, I like to think of myself as an organizer. Hopefully I do that well. But it's the passion of people like Tom Strook, Bart Ray, Keith Tyler, and many, many others that really have brought us where we are today.
Well, I'm excited for people to learn a little bit more for those who are like I was, who don't have much familiarity with the trails. And the place where I thought we would start is actually with a bit of a visual approach. When you're going towards the pump house, for those folks who know that, and you're approaching from the east and driving west, one of the first things that people will notice is this massive derrick. Could you tell us a little bit about this?
Sure. So this historic derrick is actually comprised of working components from Riggs, Wyoming. Our board member Bart Ray searched far and wide for these different components, brought them together. We have some beautiful renderings of the engineering that went into actually putting this back together in its site there on the corner of First and Poplar. So now it stands there, you know, as a tribute actually to our rich oil history. It's also in a spot that was one of the first parks that we ever developed back in the mid-1980s. It stands not too far from what we call Amoco Park, which is a tract of land that was donated to us by Amoco in the 80s. Sadly, it had become a dumping ground, so people would just pull up their car there and just offload things that they, you know, no longer wanted. And so when we went in and installed the trail there, we also, you know, conserved and preserved this area. And the derrick is just kind of a beacon now, you know, and hopefully something that makes people think of.
You mentioned the idea of Amoco Park. And when you are in the area, if you're on the Yellowstone Highway and look off to the left, which would be the south, This would be a view of Amoco Park.
Absolutely. This is the view of Amoco Park. And just imagine 30 plus years ago, this way people would stand on their mattresses and refrigerators and all kinds of other things. So, and now it's truly an oasis. If you go down there any day, you know, people just go and have lunch. Now, learning circle there, we have lots of educational and cultural events that happen there. Weddings happen there. So, you know, it's just a real tribute to how, what we feel like trails and our conserve preserve open spaces change the character of a place.
And when you talk about character, you mentioned the learning circle a few minutes ago. Could you tell us a little bit about this? Because it's just off to the left in the previous photo, but it's an absolutely gorgeous spot.
Right, it is beautiful. So gosh, the vista of Casper Mountain there is amazing in and of itself, not to mention the North Platte River. We're so lucky to have the North Platte running through our community. This project was an extension of a larger project that happened about 4 or 5 years ago, where we really upgraded this trailhead, Amoco Park. And we had a board member at the time who was very excited about creating a learning and gathering spot here. It is created out of reflective pieces of glass. So at night it glows in a mellow kind of way. It's really quite spectacular, beautiful. And, you know, in no way detracts from the nature around it. It blends in and it's just a wonderful spot. If you haven't been there, I encourage you to go.
And if you get just the right angle, or if you happen to be walking on one of the trails on either side of the river, it's pretty amazing to see people involved in yoga or community activities, or to see an event taking place here. It's really pretty remarkable.
Yeah, we think it's a very special place. And as there are many special places along the North Platte now.
And one of them, I know you're very humble about what you've done in the organization, but one of them is the Pump House. And this is a current picture of the Pump House. We'll look at a previous version here in just a couple of minutes, but is there anything that you particularly like when you drive up to the Pump House, when you see the building? Is there anything that you really enjoy?
Well, my most enjoyable moments are when I drive in the morning and the parking lot is full and, you know, they're walking their dog, they're walking with their grandmother or another family member. So that's what excites me the most, to think that, you know, we started from a place, a building that was pretty much slated to be demolished as a part of the remediation of the area across the river, the refinery. And when our nonprofit stepped in and said, hey, you know, wait, let us see if we can do something with this. And now 10 years later, you go from here's the previous, the before, the after. And again, it's a tribute to all the board members who just gave time and energy, resources, passion, etc.
It's an amazing building, a great venue for people who are ever thinking about holding something someplace. And then if you go just past the Pump House, this would be just a little bit beyond the building, but you can see it from the building. We have a life jacket station. And then the one reason there's a life jacket station there is the picture that you see on the right. Tell folks who might not know what's going on here on the right-hand side.
Sure. Well, let me give a little background. You know, when we moved back to Casper in 1990, the North Platte River was a place to be avoided. I mean, people talked about it. It was smelly. It was, you know, polluted. It was, you know, not desirable. So, you know, now the remediation, you know, 15 years or so ago, and there was this steady drumbeat of, we've got to clean up our river. We have this wonderful jewel. And one of the methods for doing that was our Casper Whitewater Park, which is comprised of 5 whitewater features. There actually is some hydrology behind the features that put some pressure on the sides of the bank to slow down the percolation of the product that's in the ground into the river itself. So, but what a wonderful asset it has become, the Casper Whitewater Park. People come from all over the region to play in these features. And now on any given weekend, if you come to the river, people are just playing and enjoying. So the picture on the left of a white water station is really to that many people in the community had about the fact that people are in the river. We had some drownings. We had a very tragic drowning about 5 years ago of a young boy. And we just said, we've got to take this into our own hands. We want people to have fun in the river. We want them to enjoy it. And so this little small suburban together, Platte River Trails is the financial spearhead of it. But basically we provide free life jackets for loan, and they're free. We just ask people to return them. We've sought grants from various avenues to make it possible. And now there's no reason why people can't get in the river and enjoy it safely.
And fantastic to watch a family pull up in the parking lot, as you mentioned, and walk over and get these life jackets and think that they might not be able to do this activity if that program hadn't been set up. So it's a remarkable piece. Yeah. And then Please. This is a view from almost if you were standing in the direction of that loaner station and looking back towards the pump house. And then for those who aren't familiar with the trails, if you were to walk down the trail you see on the right-hand side, you'd actually then walk along the area where the learning circle is. And for people who haven't been on the trail, one thing you wouldn't be familiar with, or even if you use the trail, you might not pay attention to them, but there's so many small things that you've added to the trail, like this bike rack here and the other pieces, the signage, the way markers. I can only imagine that must be a constant project for you, Angela.
Well, you know what? We saw it actually as an opportunity, Eric. When we moved into the space, you know, of course, at first we were just concerned about renovating the building and doing the landscaping. But then we realized, you know, we really want to be the trail center. We want to be the place where people come. We actually have spaces. They are a nationally active group that came and helped us about 8 years ago determine ways that we could really activate our space. So we want there to be something for a lot of people to use. So you'll see the bike racks here. We have some very fun kind of multi-age exercise equipment a little way down the pathway. Of course, we've got our patio where people can just enjoy their lunch any day if they want to come on our patio, enjoy their lunch. So it's really all about having this space be a place that people want to come, feel comfortable, and use it for everyone, you know. So that's really our goal, is to get people out on the trail and have them have something fun to do.
For people who are watching and connecting dots also, you might have noticed every once in a while some people walk behind Angela in this video. They're actually walking on the trail that you see behind her right now. They're walking on the trail that you see in this photograph. So it's we can see Angela's office there. You're probably in the office working in this picture, actually. And then when we shift perspective just a little bit, again, for those folks who aren't familiar with the trails, you might not know how versatile they are. On the left-hand side of this photo, there's a bridge that will take you from one side of the river to the other side of the river in a very, very short period of time. And Angela, the idea of these bridges, we're going to look at a few different bridges that are a part of this. But when you think about this bridge that's right by the pump house, what pops to mind for you?
Sure. So, you know, the North Platte River is so much a part of the Casper community. And obviously we are a recreational trails group. So, but when I look at bridges, I actually think about the settlers that were coming through Casper on their way west. And I think about how they forded the river, the North Platte, back 150 years ago. Again, the river is just such a huge valuable asset, but people want to get from one side to another. So bridges are cool in that way. They get you from one side to another. I think they look cool. They're great engineering, and they're just really a big part of what we're doing right now. Platte River Trails, bridges, building bridges
in so many ways, Angela. And speaking of bridges, this is a different view of a bridge. Could you tell us a little bit about this one?
Sure. This is the first bridge we installed, Eric, and it is at the North Casper Soccer Complex. So really it gets you from that soccer complex over to the north side of the river into this more natural area. So then people continue along the river there and meander and make their way then towards the pump house on that side of the river. But we've done a lot actually in the last few years to make connections via this bridge over into North Casper. So last summer we extended the trail more towards a park called Riverview Park in North Casper, and we're doing some more work in that area. So bridges just help connect people, right? And we're just using these bridges to do everything we can to get people more connected.
And again, for those people who haven't been on the trails, it's a really cool experience to stand on a bridge that isn't clearly suspended moving out. It's a really neat feeling because it doesn't have all the overarching structures that I remember in bridges from when I was a kid.
Great views, and just, yeah, like none other. So this is the view from the other side of the river, looking east as the river is flowing downstream towards Glen Rock. Yeah, just amazing views, and such a great asset, the North Platte.
And if anyone is ever feeling stir crazy in their office during a work day or in their house, it when you look at the wide open space above the trail, it really does have a very calming and soothing effect for people to go out on the trails.
Absolutely.
And speaking of which, this is a different part of the trail again that people might not know about. This is the Robertson Road Trail, if I remember correctly.
It is, Eric. And so really from our master plan in 1982, we always had a vision of traveling from the East Casper Soccer Complex all the way to Robertson Road, which is kind of the western boundary of the city of Casper right now. So several years ago, we installed the Robertson Road Trail. It has served those burgeoning neighborhoods on the west side of town very well in the last few years, but it also set the stage for a project that we are working on right now, which is to build another bridge from Paradise Valley to Robertson Road. And what this project will do is open up the trail system from Robertson Road, again, all the way to the east side. So children and families that live on the west side of town, kids that go to Oregon Trail School that live out there, they'll be able to get on their bike, hop on the bridge, travel all the way to downtown Casper, to the library, to the NIC, to City Hall, and then to the soccer complex, all without ever getting on a city street. So we feel like it's a game changer. We're very excited about it too.
And there are a lot of projects that you have in the works. There's another project that we had talked about that was tied to the idea of the overall system, because there is an entire system of trails, if I remember.
There is. So even though our work started primarily along the river corridor, and we feel like that is, kind of the spine of our community trail system, since 2002, we've been working with our partner, the City of Casper, on the Casper Rail Trail. So this is a beautiful photo of the downtown portion of the rail trail, which actually does now extend all the way to Walsh Drive on the east side. And it's amazing the number of people that use this trail as a way to commute to work from the east side. We have further plans to extend the rail trail all the way to Edna's Kimball Wilkins State Park, and a bigger plan, we hope to be a partner with the Rails to Trails Conservancy in their nationwide effort to construct what they're calling the Great American Rail Trail that will travel from Washington, D.C. to Washington State. And we look forward to the day when those tourists come to our town and stay for a couple of days and enjoy Casper before they head west.
That's a remarkable idea, Angela. Yeah. And this is a picture of an existing project, an existing bridge, but it also ties to an upcoming project.
Right. So we love bridges. We've talked a lot about bridges. This is the Robertson Road Bridge. It's a vehicular bridge, but it shows it has a bump out for people to enjoy the river there. So it's an example of another project we're working on with the Wyoming Department of Transportation and again with the City of Casper to enhance on the upcoming rehabilitation of the Poplar Street Bridge. Bridges are not reconstructed very often. This is a once in a lifetime project, and Platte River Trails just jumped in and said, you know, we need more enhancements here for the people that are going to be walking on this bridge. It's once in a lifetime. Let's make it spectacular. And so we hope in 2021 that the new Poplar Street Bridge will feature bump outs like this one you see here.
And for someone like me, who's a longtime resident of Casper, thinking back about even the changes that have already happened to that Poplar Bridge, and then imagining what it's going to look like in the future, the next generation of people who grew up in Casper will think that this is normal. And it's really exciting that you're making changes like this that really will affect the entire community. And the last project that I was going to ask you about, I know you've devoted a lot of time, not only yourself, but the board and community advocates and lots of different agencies, to not just spreading along the river and through downtown, but this project creates a totally different aspect to the trails.
Right. And to be honest, when we started this project, so this is the Casper Mountain Road Trail, which really connects to the street bike lanes. So if you were traveling by bike on those lanes, you could transition then to this trail that runs south towards Casper Mountain, passes by Casper College and heads on south there. We needed more north-south trails, but when we started constructing this phase one, we couldn't even get the asphalt down before people were on just the scraped off trail there. And any day or night you walk by or drive by, you'll see people out and about, families, cyclists, etc. It's just the response to this project was amazing to us.
And the tourist appeal, the visitor appeal that I could imagine, not only can you go along the trails and go through a great downtown area, but you could also go towards a mountain. It is one of the great things about Casper that we have all those different features in one place.
Exactly. And Platte River Trails does have a long range goal to help in any way we can to get people all the way up on the mountain in an alternative transportation mode. There are people in the community that are working on that, and we're eager to partner with them. And really, I mean, again, as I said at the beginning, all of this work is really spearheaded by volunteers and visionaries here in Casper that see the potential of what we have for ourselves and for people that come and visit.
Well, it's a fantastic kind of closing question to put out to you, Angela. The people who see an idea like this and they think, not only would I want to maybe use the trails myself, but maybe I might want to be involved in some other way. You have a wide variety of events where you rely on volunteers. If people want to stay in touch with you, what are some good ways that they can be aware of what's going on and what's available?
Sure. So we try to stay very active with the public via our social media page on Facebook and Instagram. We also send out regular e-blasts and just keep people apprised of events that we have going on and projects we have coming up and advocacy needs that we have. Because really, as I mentioned, we have all these volunteers and we know we couldn't have done the work without them. That means we need to perpetuate those volunteers. We always have to have people joining us and lending their voice and saying, this is important. We need this. So contacting me directly, PlatteRiver@Wyoming.com. I love to hear from people. I'll email you right back. I'll be hooked up. I guess when I look at this image too, Eric, I think of a new program that we've just launched called Art for the Trails. We're always trying to open up our trail system to new users. We know that everyone is not a cyclist, everyone's a runner, whatever. So now we have this beautiful outdoor exhibit. It's up through mid-September. Works of art done by local artists. They're temporary, but they're just meant to delight and inspire and maybe make people have some conversation as they're walking on the trail.
Well, as a resident of Casper, and I'm sure anyone watching this can tell, I'm a fan of the trails and a fan of yours. You mentioned the idea of inspiring and delighting and building bridges. Thank you for the work that you do in organizing everything that takes place and just constantly trying to make the community a better place. Thank you for everything that you do, Angela.
Thank you, Eric.